there's some events in your life that you'll never forget. I had a team of young men. They were all men at that time, whose average age was 26. We had trained very well. I had full confidence in this team. We had some difficulties in our training process of working out the landing decision process, because there's some point in the landing phase where if you let the crew get descending too fast, you fall into what's called the dead man's box and you've lost a crew. The real mission came along, and I have to make the go-no-go. Are we going to go down to the moon this time or not? I have no reason to terminate the mission at this time, so basically I give the crew the go for powered descent. By this time, we recognize we're going to be landing long. We're not going to be landing in the place where we expected to land. We're now starting to see we're moving down towards what they call the toe of the footprint, and we know there's boulders down there, there's craters down there, and the crew's going to have to take over manual attitude control and find a proper landing site. But in the process of doing this now, I'm watching the clock. And the clock indicates that very shortly we should have what we call a low-level alarm. Now, I don't know if you've ever driven in your car with a gas tank reading empty, but that's exactly the position we're in right now, because we've come to a point in our ability to measure the fuel in the tank where basically we can't measure it anymore, but we know by experience we have 2 minutes of fuel remaining at a 30% throttle setting. Totally silent in mission control right now, with the exception of one voice, and that's my propulsion guy telling me the seconds of fuel remaining. And you go through 90 seconds, and then there's a pause, and we're listening to the crew. They're giving us altitude, descent rate. Then it's 60 seconds, and then it's 45 seconds, 30 seconds, and then about the time it's fifth, all of a sudden we recognize we've landed on the surface, and the crew is going through shutdown. And then it sunk in where the people were cheering and applauding and everything else. And the crew had roughly about 10 seconds to celebrate and then back to work.